everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today is Lesson 2.
In Lesson 1, our lead character Anna, who's an international student from Thailand, introduced herself to Sakura, her tutor and a student at the same university. In Lesson 2, Anna and Sakura continue their conversation.
Let's listen to our skit for Lesson 2. Our key sentence of the day is...
これは何ですか?
これは何ですか? What is this?
Sakura-san, はい、どうぞ。
これは何ですか?
それはタイのお土産です。
ありがとうございます。
どういたしまして。
Let me explain what happened in the skit. Anna handed something to Sakura.
Sakura-san.
Anna is speaking to Sakura. When you call somebody by the name in Japanese, you add
san,
which is Mr., Mrs., or Miss after the name. San is an honorific.
So I would call you Michelle-san, right?
That's right, Jonathan-san.
はい、どうぞ。
This is for you. You can say this when you offer something to somebody. In this context, you say,
はい,
to get the attention of the person you're talking to.
どうぞ。
どうぞ is please. When you say,
どうぞ,
you say o and the vowel in do one beat longer. Let's pronounce it.
どうぞ。
Sakura doesn't know what she has received, so she asks.
これは何ですか?
これは何ですか? What is this? This is today's key sentence.
これ
is this. It's a word called a demonstrative to indicate a thing close to the speaker.
は
is the particle indicating a topic or the topic marker.
何ですか?
means what is. You're asking what the thing is.
なん
means what. It forms a predicate with
です.
At the end of the sentence is
か.
A particle. Adding it to the end of a sentence and saying the sentence with a rising intonation allows you to ask a question.
これは何ですか? is a very useful expression. So let's pronounce it together.
これは何ですか?
Anna answers,
それはタイのお土産です。
It's a souvenir from Thailand. Anna gave Sakura some soap from Thailand.
それ
is a demonstrative to indicate a thing close to the listener.
Okay, I see. Well, since the souvenir is now in Sakura's hands, Anna says, それ, right?
That's right. Again, wa is the topic marker.
Thai
is Thailand.
No
is a particle that links two nouns.
Omiyage
is a souvenir. There is no difference between Japanese nouns if they are singular or plural. It's a souvenir from Thailand, so we say Thai no omiyage, a souvenir from Thailand. It forms a predicate. If we add...
です。
After it, so we say,
それはタイのお土産です。
It's a souvenir from Thailand.
Alright, I see. In Japanese, you put a modifying word before a noun, which is the reverse word order from English. So if I want to say a souvenir from America, America is America in Japanese. So we would say アメリカのお土産。
ありがとうございます。
Sakura says, thank you very much, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. You can simply say, arigato. But if you add gozaimasu, it's more polite. When saying arigato, you say the vowel o in to one beat longer. Let's practice saying it slowly.
ありがとうございます。
Were you able to say all right? After that, Anna replies.
どういたしまして。
You're welcome. It's the normal response to being thanked. When you say, どういたしまして、you say the vowel O in ど one beat longer. All right, let's practice it.
どういたしまして。
Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 2 again.
さくらさん、はい、どうぞ。
これは何ですか？
それはタイのお土産です。
ありがとうございます。
どういたしまして。
It's time once again for the segment Teach Us Teacher. Today the program supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us about asking questions.
All right, let's ask her.
私が教えましょう。
Professor Tokunaga says, when you ask questions in Japanese, we don't change the word order. You just simply add the particle, ka, at the end of the sentences, and add a rising intonation. So, adding a ka to the sentence,
これはお土産です。
This is a souvenir becomes,
これはお土産ですか?
Is this a souvenir? Now,Double check an affirmative sentence and a question. This is a souvenir.
これはお土産です。
Is this a souvenir?
これはお土産ですか?
And when you don't know what something is that's right in front of you and want to ask what it is, you'd say,
これは何ですか?
What is this? You can also use
何
What to ask time by adding
時
time to it. So you say
何時ですか?
What time is it? If you wanted to ask how many people there are, you'd add
何
and
人
to say
何人ですか?
Which means how many people are there?
That's been Teach Us Teacher.
All right, we come once again to our segment, Sound Words, which teaches you Japanese onomatopoeia, or words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Today we'll teach you some words that describe the sounds people make when they're walking. What would you say this sound is?
That sounds like somebody was walking in a hurry.
That's right. To say that in Japanese, you'd say...
Sta, sta.
Sta, sta. This describes a person who is walking hurriedly.
All right, then. How would you say it if somebody is walking slowly?
Noro, noro.
Noro, noro. We say somebody is walking noro, noro. When that person is walking slowly...And we don't like it. You can also use this word for when you're caught in a traffic jam and have to drive slowly. And that's been Sound Words.
Before closing, it's time for Anna's tweets. Anna looks back on today's events and tweets...
今日は
Sakura-san's dream is to teach Japanese abroad. My dream is to read manga in Japanese. It's study, study, and study for me. Did you enjoy lesson 2?
Next time, Sakura will take Anna around the university. We hope you'll join us again.
Sayonara!